in the library of the Unseen University in Ankh-Morpork. But it's nice to know, even so. Brother awoke with the smell of the sea in his nostrils. At least it was what people think of as the smell of the sea, which is the stink of antique fish and rotten seaweed. He was in some sort of shed. Such light as managed to come through its one unglazed window was red and flickered. One end of the shed was open to the water. The ruddy light showed a few figures clustered around something there. Brother gently probed the contents of his memory. Everything seemed to be there, the library scrolls neatly arranged. The words were as meaningless to him as any other written word, but the pictures were interesting. More interesting than most things in his memory, anyway. He sat up carefully.
"You're awake, then," said the voice of Om in his head. "Feel a bit full, do we? Feel a bit like a stack of shelves? Feel like we've got big notices saying silencios all over the place inside our head? What did you go and do that for?"
I don't know. It seemed like the next thing to do. Where are you?
Your soldier friend has got me in his pack. Thanks for looking after me so carefully, by the way."
Brother managed to get to his feet. The world revolved round him for a moment, adding a third astronomical theory to the two currently occupying the minds of local thinkers. He peered out of the window. The red light was coming from fires all over Ifeb, but there was one huge glow over the library.
"Guerrilla activity," said Om. "Even the slaves are fighting. Can't understand why. You'd think they'd jump at the chance to be revenged on their masters, eh?"
"I suppose a slave in Ifeb has the chance to be free," said Brother.
There was a hiss from the other end of the shed and a metallic whirring noise. Brother heard Urn say,
"There, I told you, just a block in the tubes. Let's get some more fuel in."
Brother tottered towards the group. They were clustered round a boat. As boats went, it was of normal shape, a pointed end in front, a flat end at the back. But there was no mast. What there was a large copper-coloured ball hanging in a wooden framework towards the back of the boat. There was an iron basket underneath it, in which someone had already got a good fire going, and the ball was spinning in its frame in a cloud of steam.
"I've seen that," he said. "In De Chelonian Mobile. There was a drawing."
"Oh, it's the walking library," said Didactylos. "Yes, you're right. Illustrating the principle of reaction. I never asked Urn to build a big one. This is what comes of thinking with your hands."
"I took it round the lighthouse one night last week," said Urn. "No problems at all."
"Ankh-Morpork is a lot further than that," said Simony.
"Yes, it is 5 times further than the distance between Ifeb and Omnia," said Brother solemnly. "There was a scroll of maps," he added. Steam rose in scalding clouds from the whirring ball. Now he was closer, Brother could see that half a dozen very short oars had been joined together in a star-shaped pattern behind the copper globe, and hung over the rear of the boat. Wooden cogwheels and a couple of endless belts filled the intervening space. As the globe spun, the paddles thrashed at the air.
"How does it work?" he said.
"Very simple," said Urn. "The fire makes..."
"We haven't got time for this," said Simony.
"Makes the water hot, and so it gets angry," said the apprentice philosopher. "So it rushes out of the globe through these 4 little nozzles to get away from the fire. The plumes of steam push the globe around, and the cogwheels and Legibus's screw mechanism transfer the motion to the paddles, which turn, pushing the boat through the water."
"Very philosophical," said Didactylos.
Brother felt that he ought to stand up for Omnian progress.
"The great doors of the citadel weigh tons, but are opened solely by the power of faith," he said. "One push, and they swing open."
"I should very much like to see that," said Urn.
Brother felt a faint, sinful twinge of pride that Omnia still had anything he could be proud of.
"Very good balance and some hydraulics, probably."
"Oh."
Simony thoughtfully prodded the mechanism with his sword.
"Have you thought of all the possibilities?" he said.
Urn's hands began to weave through the air.
"You mean mighty ships ploughing the wine dark sea with no..."
he began.
"On land, I was thinking," said Simony. "Perhaps on some sort of cart."
"Oh, no point putting a boat on a cart,"